This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know you talked about this some yesterday, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I'll just read another text here. Which, on the part of Trump showing, I obviously vociferously disagree with his comments and even trying to step away. I don't see how it helps him. I just don't with independence. But this text, Chad, at least Trump is willing to engage with the hate-filled host. When was the last time Harris or Biden willing to engage Fox News in no-holds-bar interview live? The answer is never, then goes on to criticize the station, which the person is allowed to do. Now, Harris Faulkner is not exactly no-holds-bar. Okay. Harris Faulkner is proud of her conservative views. She has a successful mid-morning show. So it's not like Harris Faulkner was out to get him. But I like that he showed up. Harris should show up in Fox News. Harris should go to other places and do interviews. Let's not go that far, though, with Donald Trump.
But we don't know anything about what Kamala Harris is going to do, right? She's been in the deal for a week.
Yeah, that's why I said should. Yeah,
she should.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, should.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's not like Trump was going on a regular basis before, though. He was a part of the debate.
Yeah.
Right? With Tapper and Bash. He criticized them before, but then he praised them afterwards. But for all of us, out of our silos,
yes,
right? To,
it would be
to
good.
Not just stay,
yeah,
stay right in there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why people want us to, like, give Donald Trump credit for going the NABJ. Like, oh, good job. Like,
because our bar is so low right now.
The bar is so low.
Yeah.
Like, yes. And I even said this yesterday. I felt a pull to say
I heard.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
But also, like,
then you heard the word.
No, you don't get praise for just because you went into a hostile group and said a bunch of asinine stuff. Sorry. Like, good job. Oh, at least he went. Like, come on.
Like, can't you do
are
both?
You that desperate for approval, the Trump voter? They're so mad.
Right. What? Like, and listen, we all fall back
he
to
does
certain
get
things.
Credit. Yes, congrats.
Right.
Yes.
He doesn't, and a lot of politicians, you know, fall in line with this too. He just won't pivot off his 3 or 4 points because I did not hear it live, but then I watched it after I heard you talk about it, and he just keeps getting
How
back.
How good is my show, by the way? Just really. I mean, we really were on it yesterday.
The music station I was listening to was on a commercial.
Yeah, that's you what know, I'm here
so,
for.
You know, that,
yeah. When KDWB plays some spots.
I'm already scouting.
I'm available.
You know, on days off, I'm scouting Song of the Summer.
Smart.
Because we need to come up with Song of the Summer. It's both. You go there and you say, okay, he thinks he should go there because what did Biden win? About 90% of the black vote in 2020.
Yeah.
And then it's around 80% now.
Yeah.
And so he's thinking, I'm going to have success. But then he just throws the Molotov cocktail of racism right in the middle of it and doesn't realize it's not helping him in any way. It's a little bit like the RNC convention where a lot of people felt, this is very good. This is very good. Now he's going to give this heartfelt speech about what it was like where by a centimeter he was almost murdered. And once he stayed in the prompter, it was fine. But when he did the freewheeling Vegas Don play the hits, maybe his hardcore love it and he can't abandon them, but trying to get that 5-10% independence, they looked at those comments last night and they thought they were disgusting.
Yeah, I think that part of the Donald Trump appeal is that he just says whatever he wants. He doesn't.
Oh, for sure.
He's not.
Yeah.
So the idea of how does this help him? I just think that's like Donald Trump just saying what he thinks. And if there's a segment of voters that, that values and appreciates that. I think it's part of why Tim Walz has had such success, because he sounds like he's just saying what he thinks instead of a lot of what you get from the left wing, which is very cautious conversation. Except with Gaza, where they just, you know, where you've got like sort of the craziness.
Recently. Yeah, I really appreciate too, folks who, and there, by the way, I let me be clear on this. I think Bibi Netanyahu has been too ham-handed in the response.
For sure.
Absolutely do.
Yeah.
I'm never, ever going to forgive that Hamas started this with a despicable, grotesque attack. But I love now that when we have multiple VP candidates in the mix who have very similar views on Netanyahu, that isn't an interesting, the one that certain people are citing more often than others. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's Josh Shapiro. Why is, oh, that's right, he's Jewish. Isn't that funny how.
He's a real problem.
Yeah, you know, if you want to disagree, you can, right? But then cite Tim Walz, cite Mark Kelly. Isn't it funny how even some elected officials are just citing the Jewish guy who's in the.
Do you think the raucous sort of reaction from the crowd at NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, I worry a little bit that it really reflects poorly on journalists, because regular people, you hear the hooting and hollering and the
right.
I think people don't know, nor and why should they? But like in attendance, it's way more than journalists. It's opinion columnists. It's college professors. It's people who work in a sales department.
Can I ask this? If I wanted to go, or if an everyday citizen wanted to be a part of that room.
I think you could join as a member if you wanted to.
Yeah. Did you think since
But I think it looked, it made
more partisan?
Yeah, I think it made journalists look bad.
I think it's a fair point. If again, he's going
to. Not the interview. I thought the interview and the questions were fine.
Okay, so I brought this up briefly in the intro, too, and we both have done, and a lot of people do it. Rachel Scott, to me, asked a very, very valid question.
For sure.
Would you have asked that right from the get-go just to say?
No, like,
Here's where I'm at.
That's not my style. I don't have a problem with that. It's an interview.
Yeah, I don't either. I would have
like
waited
she's supposed to say like, "Hey, buddy, thanks for coming.
Yeah, like
give me a break.
Okay.
Like, it's not dinner at the DeRusha household. It's an interview.
And by the way,
and you have a limited amount of time.
He left ahead of time.
No.
He left ahead of time. Let's pause. I want to hear what you have to think about this CBS news plan for the evening news, because I'm like, really? This is it? Are you kidding me? This is the plan? I'd be bugged if I was Major Garrett, Jamie Yuccas, and others who could easily do this job. This plan makes no sense to me. And I know CBS is listening right now, and they might be tearing up the plans as they listen to my skepticism. It's 46 past 2. DeRusha Hartman here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had.
Okay, we talked briefly about this the other day when Norah O'Donnell makes the announcement that she's stepping away. I think it's our belief that she was pushed and they handled it in a kind, professional way. And you pretty much nailed it. Said, you know, maybe they'll try different.
I think I even mentioned Maurice Dubois.
Yeah.
From WCBS in New York, who's a terrific anchor.
He's good. He's good. So here's what they're doing. They're bringing on John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
He hosts like a streaming thing for them right now, and all of the management of all of the networks are very obsessed with their digital streaming products.
Yeah.
Even though the audience is minuscule compared to the old school broadcast product.
They have a meteorologist, and then they have Margaret Brennan, and then an executive producer from 60 Minutes is coming in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. I think Maurice is excellent. I think Dickerson is, I think he would belong on NPR.
Yes.
Like he's intelligent.
Very, very intelligent.
It's deep.
Yeah.
But when he stepped in after Charlie Rose had his fiasco, and again, there's no defense of Charlie Rose, it didn't work.
No, he was on their morning show for a bit, and it was not the right.
Right. As a good political analyst that's very dry, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's no Major Garrett. You know, I don't know why they still wouldn't just go, hey, here's Ukas, here's Garrett, here's, why am I forgetting her name, this Sunday evening who's very, very good.
Jerika Duncan.
Yes, Jerika Duncan. As opposed to this combo platter of, like, it's almost like it's a version of local news when you know better than I. Those local news numbers in the evening, they're shrinking.
I don't think it's going to be the two of them together, is it? I don't think they're co-anchoring. I think they're, like, taking days or something. Or are they co-anchoring?
Well, we'll be the new co-anchors.
So it's those two, huh?
That's how I'm interpreting
it. I don't know if they're, like, if it's a co-anchor, you know, like you see on Channel 4, if they're taking turns, I don't know. I think the bottom line.
What is this, like me and Twins games taking days off? Like John's going to go, I gave you two.
This is when you say at CBS News, the evening news is no longer our most important product. Our most important product
blares this.
Is just constantly on. It's constant updates.
Yep.
And so we're not going to spend $5 million on an anchor. We're just going to have these two. Now, Maurice, anchoring the news in New York.
He's well paid.
Yeah, he's probably, you know, you're looking at maybe a $2 million guy there.
Yep. And he's been there for a while, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good anchor. I don't know. It's hard to tell from the articles I've seen. Is he leaving New York? But it is just a statement of saying.
I thought it showed he was staying somehow.
If you're the number three evening news in ratings, like how much money can you make? How much money should you spend? So they're trying to cut some salary, do it and maybe have some luck. The most successful in the ratings newscast is the most local news like newscast, which is ABC, which feels like a big market local news.
Okay. Do you think ABC and their approach has been notably different than CBS and then Lester Holt on NBC?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's much more fast-paced. It's a lot more weather. It's a lot more news of the day rather than longer like
franchise
stories.
So are they imitating
stories.
ABC here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Are they also
saying? And they're also saying, like, what we really care about is the total, you know, online digital news all the time. And so they're trying to make the whole thing more flat.
We had a person in management here early on when I was here, when I felt like a number of changes should have been made, including you, and I think a number of those changes have been made. And the person said to me, WCCO Radio is a cruise ship, and it's going to take too long to change it.
Mm.
And this person, I'm not going to say male or female, I'm not in here for it. Is CBS a little bit saying, we're just going to be third? We're just going to be third.
No.
And do I really want to spend all that money because Muir and Holt are just ahead of us and we're not going to catch them?
I think, to a certain degree, they're saying let's spend our money in other.
You'd be bummed if you're working there, though.
A little bit, but they're saying let's spend our money in other areas.
Yeah.
And that 5:30 isn't the only game in town.
Yeah.
But I think it's okay. It's just not very exciting.
Yeah. And it's deflating if you're there and you think.
A little bit. You're like, we want to win. Yeah.
We'll talk a little Canopy, and then Jason's going to take you home.
Drive time coming up in a couple minutes. I heard that there's a good chance I might be replaced by co-anchors. You know, who knows what's going to happen?
I've done the co-anchor before.
Yeah, you had a co-host.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a co-host for drive time.
Yeah. Are you willing to take up, say, here's half my salary to said co-host?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
A third?
That dedicated to the idea.
Yeah, a third? I think you're in for 5%.
Yeah, I mean, I believe I'd empower that person to try to generate their own revenue.
You would collaborate. You would coalesce.
I stopped in to a coffee shop in St. Cloud today.
Was this one of these things like 55 where you're walking on the side of the highway?
I was driving home from Grandview.
Yeah. Did you go up there just to see the tribute Taylor Swift band?
Yeah.
That is commitment. How were they?
They're pretty good. What a brilliant bit.
Would you have admitted right here they weren't pretty good?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
0 to 10.
Actually, there was a dude who sang like a Harry Styles song.
Oh.
He was a 9. Yeah. The Taylor Swift was a 7.5.
Is this your new Western White House?
Grandview? That's right.
Just periodically you'll be at Grandview.
And then I'll just stop into St. Cloud, have some coffee. I'm Greater Minnesota. I love this state. So does thecanopygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.